or good afternoon or good evening. I'm not sure which one it is for everybody, in particular for the people in London today. And that would be London, England, not London, Ontario, not London, somewhere else. This would be in particular for the people standing up in London. There's going to be a protest today. Well, this is this morning still. It's probably already happening, and it probably already happened already. But against, you know, it's the people standing up against what's going on. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But I wanted to do a flyover of what the show is going to be, just to get everybody in gear here. The EU and Trudeau is first with, we're going to talk about witches. Also, we're going to be playing clips by Woody Harrelson and Christine. See, now I said it. Now we have to play them. And I'm also going to be jumping to the tribes and to the Indian segment, because it's really important to understand what's going on, because this is the same old genocide happening 300 years later. Just, it's the same old song played with different instruments. It's exactly what it is. So there's a lot to be said there. Let's see. But first, well, picture this, okay? I'm walking home. I'm on, you know, I have shorts and I have a cutoff T-shirt and I, you know, I very, very least on me. So I'm walking home. All of a sudden, there's this really nice SUV pulls up really close to me. And all I see is a gold ring sticking out of the window. It's the first thing I see before I even see who's in there. Turns out to be somebody, quote, not from here, unquote. Dark complexion, looks like he comes from either, you know, you could say south of the border without throwing any racial judgment anywhere, right? The person is not from my area, okay? I'd say Spanish or Portuguese or South American or Middle East, Middle American, whatever. He looks at me and he says, got to get gas. You want to buy this ring? And then he looks at my ring and he says, oh, nice ring. Is that gold? And instantly, this is why I'm doing this on the show. Instantly, my reaction was so important. I couldn't believe it. It was like, oh, no, man, I don't have any money. No, I'm as broke as you are, actually. You know, and that ring comes from my grandmother, thank you. And I started telling him where he could, you know, maybe sell it and maybe go this way. He took off. And the point of this exercise is I went home and I started writing a whole new chapter on what I wanted to write today, because it's our attitude that's going to count. We have to be prepared. At 6,000 people not from here coming through the south border, hello, we're talking easily 6 million by now, right? And I hate to use that number. As you know, it goes back to, what, 1820s or something. But it's almost 6 million, if not over. It was 5 million before, months ago. So, 10,000, what did they say? No, I don't want to see 10,000 a day. Are you serious? Oh, my God. Okay, so we're getting, you know, okay, and then we're going to get into what we're giving them, but that's later on. So the idea is to not be nervous, to even play broke if you can. You know, I didn't have my wallet. I thought it was funny. The guy's trying to sell me a ring, right? But it's our reaction. It's our instant reaction that they see first that's going to make all the difference. If you're nervous, if you're scared, if you look insecure, they'll go at it, you know, no matter who it is. This guy had a nicer freaking vehicle than I have. I don't even have a car now. I sold mine because I don't need it. Because, you know, I don't have the money for all the repairs that's going on. I want to live and walk and trust my two legs with my health. So I'm looking at this really nice SUV. Just happened to look at really nice tires also. The guy's got a girl in the front seat that couldn't be more than 8 or 9 years old. That's the kicker right there. And then he spins off. And I'm going, oh, we will be known by the children. We will be known to the children by the tracks we leave behind. I'm going, right, right on. Okay. He's really showing the child good example, isn't he? Yeah. So I want to go to London because I have a thank you. And a special thank you to, and I'm trying to translate from French, so bear with me. And I'm going to say the thank you in French also, but I want to translate it first to everybody, just so you know, because it's a French, very good friend of mine in the streets of London right now or today, passing out leaflets about digital banking, about COVID awareness, about, you know, anything you can imagine, anything and everything you can imagine, because it's happening in Europe now. They're testing in Europe now. If this works over there, it's already being done over here now. So this is the way to say thank you to all those standing up. You know, the last caller, the last week, he said to me, you know, what can we do? Luca, what can we do? People should just say no, right? Well, guess what? I'm really proud of the people standing up. I'm proud of the people, right down to the people making signs, the person going to get supplies, right? Spreading education, spreading awareness. My message says as follows. Thank you. Thank you from everybody who couldn't be there. Thank you from everybody that cannot accept the truth, even though they'd love to. They can't. And thank you from all of those people who were just not available to do what you're doing, and they wouldn't even know how to thank you if they tried. So in French, it says, merci de tous ceux qui ne peuvent faire part, merci de ceux qui ne peuvent accepter la vérité, et merci de tous ceux et celles qui ne sont pas disponibles pour te le dire ou qui ne savent pas comment. And she knows who I'm talking about. Her name is Pascal, and she's brilliant. And she's out there, you know, risking her livelihood, her reputation, whatever. So somebody else is getting pretty brave also. Let's jump to the EU. We have a certain Mislav Kolakuchich, and I hope I said his name right. And it's funny, the first half of his word, Kola, if you're Indian, you know what Kola means. Indian, I mean Indian country in the United States, Inc. Kola means friend and brother and close relative. Hey, Kola, you know, Kolakuchich or Kolakuchich. He says, and I'm quoting, we are witnessing the burning of billions of doses of this so-called COVID vaccine around the world that no one wants anymore. Millions of euros of tax money, taxpayers' money are burned. And nobody asked the citizens anything when they took the vaccine, when those vaccines were bought. No one asked for a permit. Not even us representatives who are elected by the citizens to protect their health and their property. Which isn't really that true, but anyway, there's no such thing as election. It's all selection at that height. But anyway, you got to take stuff with a grain of salt here, right? It would be better, he says, if we immediately burned all the vaccines and saved many lives and the health of the citizens. The purchase, this is important, the purchase of 4.6 billion doses for 350 million adult EU citizens was carried out in complete obscurity and secrecy, full of hidden text messages which indicate the biggest corruption scandal in the history of the EU. And I'm going for a caveat here. We also know that the COVID BS was planned since 2017. Thank you very much. A future scenario done by Johns Hopkins University. I don't have to keep repeating myself. So he says, it is a contract worth 71 billion euros, which was concluded with closed eyes between van der Leyen and Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. And Pfizer, as we all know, has been already convicted in the USA for corruption. Thank you. So he leaves. Wow. You know, okay. And we're going to get to Christine Anderson in a second, but I have to say this first. If my producer is ready with the clip from Woody, and I wanted to say thank you to the producer as well, and thank you to RBN as well. And before we do the clip, we're going to give the numbers out. Silly me. 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. This producer is so hot that he's talking to me and he's saying he's ready. Like we're actually talking back and forth. It's like pilot, co-pilot. Yes, sir. Okay. We had 2 weeks that we were trying to share this clip And I'm so glad the producer didn't throw it out in the garbage, because it's like, you know, well, Luke, are we going to do it or not? So this is a Saturday Night Live segment, which is segueing into what we're going to talk about first. Woody Harrelson comes out and talks about Big Pharma and what it all is about. Let's have a listen.
And start reading. Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea, being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day long. Anyway, it's about that time.
So we get the idea, right? I think we do. Well, let's go back to Christine Anderson, because Christine always nails everything. Seemingly just like JFK, speaking about, you know, closed doors and secret societies, and follow that up with the lashing on digital currencies, which we're going to hear, which we're going to talk about because of the London protest that I'm so proud of. And this isn't a protest. Excuse me. This isn't a violent protest. OK, people, this isn't like throwing stuff and yelling and screaming and getting microphones and, you know, getting violent. This is about passing out information. This is about educating people. This is like the quiet war, right? Christine Anderson really nails it. And if our producer is ready with that one, we'll throw that out too, because this is really important. Just imagine her speaking in front of the EU. Let's have a listen.
You are indeed right. COVID was just, you know, like I said yesterday, a test balloon. And the lessons they learned from this, namely, how did they fail and where did they fail to get the people to just do what they were told to, you know, comply. And they will take this to the next level. So we're talking, of course, about digital ID. It's in preparation. We're already talking about this. The parliament circumvented itself pretty much by taking with a large majority a vote to not even involve parliament. It goes directly behind closed doors to negotiate the digital ID. The next thing we will be seeing is, of course, CBCD, the state digital state currency. That will be the ultimate blow to depriving us of all of our freedom and privacy. And and of course these 15 minute ghettos that I already talked about yesterday. These are the next steps. And I want to make it clear, we're not talking about some future projects 40, 50 years down the line. We are talking about as in right now that they're working on. And once again, we need the people on our side on this to fight this, to raise awareness and to let their government, especially the national governments, know they will not deal with that, and they will not accept this. That's what we need the people for. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you, Christine, once again. Wow, that was, she's amazing. And it's amazing she's still alive, right? Or something didn't happen to her. You know, like that guy that went, you know, what was it? What was his name that went hiking in the Scottish Highlands and he disappeared, right? I forget his name. I shouldn't, but, you know, I don't have that good of a memory anymore. Trying to compartmentalize stuff. Okay, let's switch over to Canada now. It's funny, Trudeau, you know how they say Trudeau, okay, in French? Well, you know what? I have a better name for him. Trudeau, which means watering hole. Okay, because it's so retarded, it's so ridiculous, it's so moronic, as my PhD friend of mine would say. Just the look of him, okay? Why does he wear, why is he dressed up Muslim, you know? You see him in Muslim attire one time, you see him speaking to other Muslims again, you see him doing all kinds of weird stuff, and then, I mean, he looks like a puppet. He looks the part. Of course, he's so loved by Klaus Schwab as being one of the young leaders, right? Okay, check this out. This is what happens when you compartmentalize, when you're really good at doing your homework. And I even think we said it last week, folks. Remember the Kalergi plan? Remember what I told you about the Kalergi plan in 1924, 1925? Off the top of my head, it says, Kalergi says in 1924, 25 that we're going to replace European population with Negroids and Asians to be our slaves, right? To be the slaves for the Jews. Okay. Well, all of a sudden, you get Trudeau, watering hole, okay, Mr. Trudeau, that says, this is a quote, and even if it's not true, okay, the truth is somewhere in the middle. This is how ridiculous this is. This is a quote. This is Justin Trudeau when asked to comment about his open borders immigration strategy. He said, quote, the very concept of a nation founded by European settlers is offensive to me. Old stock white Canadians are an unpleasant relic, he continues, and quite frankly, replaceable. And we will replace them, unquote. And I'm like, oh, so they're just giving him a script like they gave Kalergi to fit Kalergi's plan. I just found it too. And Kalergi's quote is too small for me to read now right now. But I said it. You can Google it. It's all there for us to see. You know, and in our country, before the break, speaking of handlers, the Biden administration has been giving out cell phones to illegal immigrants. Yeah, we know that. Who crossed into the U.S.-Mexico border, right? And some of them don't have court dates until 2035. So now, think of the number 10,000 a day, I think they said. I thought six was bad. Again, you don't believe either one of them. You believe in the middle. Say 7, 8, okay? This means that those individuals are receiving free smartphones paid by U.S. taxpayers, despite having no plans to appear in court for several years to come, nor facing the consequences for any of their actions. From a verified report as well, illegal immigrants are also rewarded with free hotels. You know the buses. We've seen the plane fares, health care, and many more benefits after crossing the border into the United States, Inc. Wow. You know, I'm floored. I really am. And more people should be standing up, but see, we're not. You know why? Because we're dumbed down. Because of, speaking of dumbed down, I wanted to address this because actually Pascal and I were talking the other night, and it was all about the four things that our pineal gland is the most sensitive to. And I could never remember. I could never get all four of them. You know, it's like, you know, who started ISIS, right? And I could never remember the four of them. Come on, Luca, who started ISIS? And you're going, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Hillary Clinton, and you can never remember the fourth one, right? Joe Lieberman. Anyway, in that case. But here, with your pineal gland, and this is really important because this is the four things that we have been pushing for at least 70 years. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't think so. Wi-Fi. Fluoride, aluminum, and glyphosate. Think about it. They're pumping those four like crazy. I wonder why. This is Luca's World. We'll be right back. I'm hearing that music.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
And there's my song coming back. I hear that song coming back. And this is Luca Mino. This is Luca's World. We're back again. And that's my song that I love. I always think of surfing when I hear that song coming back. When I was young, around 12 years old, I hit that one wave that nobody would even dream of hitting. And it just lifted me right up and took me down about 25, 30 miles an hour. And yes, I love exaggerating. We're back again. And thank you to our producer again for doing such a great job with us. This is a support system that's so important for a good radio show. And so is the content, right, Mr. Mino? Yes. Well, remember last week we talked about that teen that was arrested, Josh Alexander, who was arrested outside of the school by two police officers just to scare him to death, right? For what? For him saying that there were only two genders. Remember that? Go check out my last show, because I don't want to go through that because I have too much to share right now. But this is what's happening in Canada now. Like, they think we're not paying attention, right? Well, for those who are, you know, how did that little girl say that in the beginning of Close Encounters of the Third Kind? They're here. This is speaking of they're here. Yeah, this is a really powerful lesson, too, that I want to share. Very important lesson. And parents, please heed, because you'll love this one. If I can speak it right, if I can, you know, I'm really not good. I wasn't good at reading, but I'm learning how to be and how to get better every day. So this is an important reading or story that I need to share about witches. So a high school class, you already get the picture right in the first few words. The high school class is teaching, is learning about the Salem witch trials. And their teacher told them they're going to play a game. I'm going to go around and whisper to each one of you whether or not you're a witch or a regular person. Your goal is to build the largest group possible that does not have a witch in it. Oh, boy. So the kids, you know, they dive into this and, you know, they get their groups together. And at the end, he says, any group found to include a witch gets a failing grade. So they didn't really understand, but, you know, they got fairly large groups formed. One of the students broke into a small exclusive group and they turned away any of those who were giving off the hint of any guilt or whatever. Oh. So the teacher says, okay, you've got your groups. Time to find out which ones fail. All witches, please raise your hands. Nobody raised a hand. And the kids are going like, what? And they told the teacher, you messed up the game. He said, did I? Was anyone in Salem a real actual witch? Or did anyone just believe what they were told? Who was a witch and who wasn't, right? And he said to the kids, this is exactly how you divide a community. Shunning, scapegoating, placing blame, and dividing, which will destroy far more than will, you know, what will protect. Don't allow fear to cloud your decisions, he says. Use your own discernment. Trust your heart and your gut. And he finishes by saying, the best teachers will show you where to look. You know what I mean? They won't tell you what it is. They'll show you where to look, but they won't tell you what to see. It's brilliant. And my teachers did the same thing. Exactly the same thing. They showed me the problem all over the place. They showed me the results everywhere. They showed me the direction from whence they came, like they say in good English, right? And set me loose with it. So this is why it's so cool to have two different shows, too, Luca's World and also Learn to Unlearn, which are completely different from one another, but yet they're the same in a lot of ways. And he kept saying a good teacher will never humiliate, ever, in his teaching. If you have to humiliate, you're not a teacher. And I've talked about that before, too. So it's really important to watch yourself. I wish we had interlude music, but that's okay. Because from now on, and also when we come back from the break, we're going to be discussing the tragedy of the Indian nations. And we have a call from Florida. Tom in Florida, you're on Luca's World. How are you doing today?
Yes, sir. Good day to you, sir. I wish I could call your show more often, but it's very hard at this time of the day. But you have a great show. Yeah, Luca, what I want to say is, you know, you're talking about these illegal aliens getting these cell phones. They're getting, in New York and Chicago, I have a cousin up in Chicago and a nephew, and they told me in Chicago, they're giving these people motel rooms that cost $300 a night. They're giving them the best clothes you can imagine, Louis Vuitton shoes and clothes, Tommy Hilfiger. They're giving these illegals all this great stuff. And you think that these people are not going to vote Democrat because Joe Biden is the president? This is the modus of operandi, the dirty Marxist Bolsheviks, to bring all these illegal aliens to switch, and they're taking them out of these blue states. They're going to put them in the red states to swing the electoral college. This is this whole thing is about. And if these white leaders in the Republican Party don't get ballsy, like Eisenhower had to do in 1955, 56,
yeah,
we're in doo-doo, man. We lost our country, Luca, forever.
Wait a second. Don't go anywhere. I'm hearing that music in my ear. Don't go away. We'll be right
you
back on Luca's World. Stay where you are. We're coming back.
You got it. Got it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-927-9673. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Going to get up on my soapbox and scream like that judge did. Tear down the walls. You can hear that cracking in his voice. That's awesome. If you listen to what they're saying, and you know, by the way, it's funny that the wall from Pink Floyd didn't really go anywhere. It was the most incredible viewpoint of what Britain is all about. Right from the hierarchy. I hate to say it, but, you know, make the world England right from 1700s, people. We're back with Tom in Florida, if he hasn't hung up, hopefully, because that's one of the best calls I had yet.
Yeah, hey, look, are you there? You hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, look, here's what I want to continue on with. Here in South Florida and the Miami Herald, they're talking about there's 95% of the Haitians in Haiti want to come to Miami or South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach. They want to all come over here. And if, you know, and I hear all these groups, Afro-American groups and Mexicans and all that. Oh, the white man's such a bad guy. Well, why do they want to come here? Because they want to devour and take over the country. Now, as far as you're talking about traffic, you ride public transportation or you walk, the buses here in South Florida or Luca are so packed up, you have to stand up. There's no land to be built on. The traffic is horrendous. Even on a Saturday, it takes you to go 10 miles to take you 2 hours in some areas. To go over to the causeways and all that. The traffic is ridiculous. These cities are not built for all these millions of illegals, man. These cities were never built for all this influx of people. And they're destroying the environment. They're destroying the whole United States of America, what they allowed to happen. And we got to blame. Who are we going to blame, Luca? Who's the real blame here? Come on. I want an answer. Who's the real blame? And I hope the guy, great caller.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you what I think.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's, you know, you have your vision. Everybody has their vision. The two callers that are waiting have their own visions too, right? And
here's
mine. They're doing it deliberately. How can they get America on their knees? By opening the borders. You're talking 10,000 a day that aren't of our culture, They don't know our culture. They don't care. They're flying in. That's the best way to destroy a country, by, yes, the J word, by the people that have been destroying country after country after country. This has, you know, and America is so fall asleep. They're so far asleep now, they're going to be arguing about this and arguing about that when they don't even have a clue what's going on. I knew it from day two, okay? When day two, when the border was open, I knew it. I have to drop to another call, though, if you have anything else you want to add.
Luca, real quickly. Luca, real quickly. The American kids today don't even know how to read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights. They don't only teach cursive. So how do you expect an illegal alien to come over here and want to read about the Founding Fathers when they don't only teach their white American kids or black American kids about the founding of this nation, especially the white kids? They're trying to make the white kids hate each other. They're making white young men and women, white men, they want them to turn homosexual, and they want the women to never have children with white men. What are you talking about? They don't want to breed their own race back. We're going to be annihilated here in the next 10 years, man.
Tom, this is why.
But the Zog does.
Tom, before I go, this is why, and I have to go to the other callers, this is why people should read the Protocols of Zion or take your pick, the Secret Covenant of the Illuminati. It's exactly what they're doing, play by play.
Luke, what about Vampire 2000? Vampire 2000. You ever read that book? Vampire 2000.
I'm writing it down now. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for calling, Tom. I appreciate it.
You got it, Luca.
Francis from North Carolina, you're on line three. How are you doing? Welcome to Luca's World again.
Hey, young man. It's been a while. You'll figure, but don't rub it in. There's a lot of sentiments that you've touched upon as far as the young gal that had been arrested. Sounds like a lawsuit to me about being arrested, for that matter, just for saying that there are two sexes. Well, if people are confused about that, then look between your legs and you tell me whether you got a penis or a vagina.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very clear. I don't care what you think you are. You eventually end up growing out of it. I'm going to leave that alone. We have enough issues with the... it's interesting about the commentary about bring down the wall. When you have a wall up at the border to keep people that are not legally supposed to be here out.
Yes.
Unless they go through the legal procedure of becoming a U.S. citizen. I mean, it's a no-brainer to start with from the get-go. And as far as what they're being given to, that is unspeakable. The everyday person here in the U.S. is being treated like trash and basically treated like garbage, left out on the street to starve, to the point that they end up dying, and the everyday person walks right... Oh, that's so cute over there. I apologize. I'm watching a butterfly... I'm watching a butterfly landing on the back of a sheep. But anyway... My bad. I live on a farm, so you see these things. But the fact that the everyday person is so narcissistic, they're so wrapped up in their own world that they do not pay attention to their neighbor or what dilemma they're going through. As for these people that are coming over... Go take your bags and go back and address your own government. That's what they're there for. They can address the drug cartels, whatever the problems going on. They have the finances to deal with all that crap. We have enough problems. If you've had access to the internet, the phone, all that stuff, then you can see the problems that's been going on here in the U.S. Why would you want to come to a country that has its own bloody problems? Now, I've heard it said before that Karl Rove was the brain of the Shrub Jr. Yes, I would agree with that assessment. So the question is, who's the brain behind the administration of the current administration? Because it certainly isn't Joey Boy, for that matter.
Of course not. I call them handlers. You know, they're just—they're like Trudeau. They're stupid little puppets that are awaiting their next order. Okay. I really don't want to make anything in Texas way too long, though, Francis. If you can, do you have anything else you'd like to add very quickly?
Oh, well, aside from, do you really want to drink from that water hole, Trudeau? But I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my popcorn pie since Corona has been desecrated. With that, have a great weekend. Play hard.
You too, dear. Thanks so much for calling. Andy, I'm sorry to keep you waiting from Texas. Good morning. You're on Luca's World. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, thanks, my friend, for taking my call. Hey, I mean, how do you replace a Tom from Florida or a Francis from North Carolina? You don't replace these people. These are regular callers. They've always got something great to throw in there. But,
I just don't want to be rude to them, but, you know, I didn't want to have you wait too long.
Oh, hey, you know what? I don't mind waiting because these people are worth listening to. And you heard them. They've got stuff to just add to this. Well, let's call it a Shasta soda. You remember Shasta. Okay. No, hey, when the world comes to an end, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? What is everybody going to do? The world is coming to an end. And we're watching this. We're watching the end of the world come to us. And it might just be the end of the world as we know it. It's not just the end of the world.
I was going to say, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of this chapter, I would say, yes.
Yeah. We're in a chapter of the world and the end of this chapter. So what comes in the next chapter? What do you feel about that?
The Hopi are just saying they've seen so many changes and they've seen what's going on. And the earth as we know it cannot sustain the level of abuse and violence that's going on. So cleansing time, right? Believe what you want to believe, from whatever faith you're from, that's what it is. There are people that are afraid of letting go of the shore, which is what we're going to have to do. And that means letting go of material wealth. And if you don't know yourself inside enough, you will not make it. It's as simple as that. If you're hanging on with dear life to your $40,000 car, if you don't have spiritual strength, you're not going to make it. That's my observation. What do you think?
Well, hey, Luca, you're absolutely right. This is, the world is going to puke us off. It's going to, that's gross.
Literally.
But it's going to puke us off because we've destroyed this world. We don't care about this world. Or we do. I mean, many people, Indians and people like myself, I don't know, I might be some sort of Indian relative or whatever, but I do care about this world. But the people who are in charge of this world, they don't care. They don't care. Let's just destroy it. Throw some of this over there. Throw that, some of that. Whatever. We're going to destroy this world. They don't care about the world. I do. And it's just, we're in a big problem here, Chief. And I'll let you go with that. Thank you, my friend.
Before you go, Andy, that's the premise of my show, what you just said. That is the premise of my show. To get people to wake up and to listen to what's going on and to get to know ourselves and to, that's thanks to RBN and thanks to all the listeners.
Yeah, well, you can't beat RBN here, okay? Listen, everybody who's out there and has gotten frustrated with RBN, same colors, same time, same place, everything. Hey, guess what, guys? This is the only place you can call in and show your butt,
yes,
so to speak. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Love you, bro.
Thank you, sir. Love you, too. Thank you so much. Okay, every gardener knows about mycelium, right? If you know the earth. Well, I didn't. Sorry. But, I've heard about mycelium, yes. But, I didn't know in detail about what it was. Well, you know what we're going to do? Here's Luca trying to tell you that there's going to be a... Okay, how fast can we trace indigenous truths right up to today's agenda, the New World Order, and Israel? Ready? Go. In the last 15 minutes of the show, while we wait for other callers. And I don't want to think, I don't want Frances to think that I blew her off too much, but I didn't want to make the third caller in a row wait too long. So my apologies to Frances on that if she felt kind of thrown off a little bit. There's a tragedy about one Native American tribe that not many people are aware of called the Siwi.
The what?
The Siwi, S-E-W-E-E. And they were from around the Carolinas a long time ago. Like, we're talking, 1500s, I think it is. I wasn't even sure about, I was concentrating so much on the story, I'm not really sure about the timeline exactly, but they're really not talked about because it happened so quickly. So according to them, very quickly here, the boats were coming on the horizon. All of a sudden, you'd see them coming in from that one point out there. And let's say you're Indian, you know the water, you know that point. You see them coming from that point all the time. So they said, well, let's get the biggest canoe we have, or let's make the biggest canoes we have, take all of our possessions, take all the warriors, take all the young ones willing to fight, and those, you know, willing to save the nation, and row out to that point on the horizon where we know the boats are coming from. A gale blew up, and most of them lost their lives, and the rest were taken by Britain to the West Indies to be slave, to be, you know, to die in slavery. And you know who was left? The young, the youngest, the sick, and the old. It's a tragic story. And by rights, they were correct, but they just missed it by about, what, 5,000 miles? But it's interesting to go into that mindset and say, you know, they come from that point on the horizon. We know that point. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant story. And another angle is about all those tribes that we don't even, the names we don't even know of, that just disappeared. Entire villages, entire generations just vanishing because of either tuberculosis or sicknesses that they've never encountered before that the Europeans brought with them. And that's the tragedy I want to focus on, because the elders have their medicine people, their shaman, whatever you want to call them. You know, that's another European word. It's all like Europeans deciding what words we're going to place on them. Chief? What do you mean chief? No, leader, right? Shaman, you know, no, medicine man, okay? And you aren't one. You don't become one like that, you know? You don't make yourself one. You don't call yourself one. Everybody's got the wrong idea. Once you get past all that, those are levels of intelligence, I call them. Once you get really down low into the lower parts where there's no light anymore, where you have to use your own light and being to figure things out, you start to understand the tragedy of it all. These people were saving lives all the time, right? It's like going to your doctor. These elders are there saving lives and giving, yes, you need this medicine here, and we'll give you this branch to suck on for the rest of the day, and the root will make you feel better, or this beautiful violet here will you know, help you with your you know, your dystopia or whatever, right? So they would help each other out because they were so in contact with nature that they knew, and everybody had their place in the tribe. So the elders knew after 70, 80 years of life, you know how good you are at building a teepee, or, you know, everybody's got their own thing. The medicine people were keeping them alive. All of a sudden, 90% of the tribe are wiped out. And the medicine people are like, what did I do? You know, in such a direct communication with Creator and Earth, what could I have done to deserve this for my people? Can you imagine? Just even saying it gives me the creeps. It's such a powerful thing to happen. And the elders were completely powerless. Nothing you can do. Ravaging like maybe 10 people, 11 people left in one tribe. There you go. So it was really hard for them. And when you talk about stuff like that, you get goosebumps sometimes. That means that they're blessing you. If you understand karma and you understand spirituality, talking about it, honoring the ancestors, the ones who walked before you, or you could say the ones thanks to whom you can walk, because, you know, it's thanks to them that we're here. That's how Native American philosophy works. And they end up blessing us, is what it is. So we make a difference by speaking of it, and other people like young kids will hopefully catch on. And, you know, that meme about the kid sitting there looking up, and, you know, he can identify over 1,000 corporate logos, but he doesn't know 10 plants outside of his native home. Mike in Kentucky, I'm sorry to ignore you. Holy jeez, I just see that now. You're on the air with Luca. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I just, anybody that wants to see what you look like, you don't sound like your picture on TLB Talk. That's you, though, isn't it?
I hope so. Yeah, I believe it is.
Well, you never know. Some people like to use
Oh, no, no.
Different photos.
I have a beard, that's the only thing.
I would expect you to look like Bugs Bunny based on how you sound. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Well, no, I can do the abidi.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's Porky.
Stay where you are because I hear the music coming in my ear again. Yeah. We'll be right back for the short break. I hear the music coming. You're on Lucas World. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tehi Boti Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
There's Luca on the drums starting the second set with his band. And we're doing the last set with Lucas World, and we have Mike from Kentucky. Very quickly, Mike, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I have a book on the ancient civilizations on America, and, you know, it's probably quite biased. And I think a lot of the, as you mentioned, the shamans or whatever we're supposed to call the healers, I think, the Americans translated based on what their vocabulary was, and 400 years ago, our vocabulary was a lot more limited than it is today. So it's a ridiculous amount of tribes all across North America. Plus, the way it's depicted in Apocalypto, some of the tribes, apparently in South and Central America, were doing some pretty vile stuff. You know, the adrenochrome sacrifices on top of the pyramid, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, who knows? I mean, if that was the case, we also had these four blood moons, these tetrads, that couldn't be seen by the Europeans, not all of them anyway. So, you know, there were signs that what was about to be upon them. And I think, you know, not all the tribes worshiped the Creator.
Oh, there were. Yeah. See, what I always say is there are like 500 tribes. There are 500 different creation stories. Everybody's different. The matriarchal tribes are different from the patriarchal tribes, of course, right? There are very violent tribes. The Huron were very violent.
Well, you could divide them up into those that worship creation versus the creator, you know?
Okay.
And that's in vain. Ultimately, that's vanity or in vain. To worship things that are created, and you know, no matter what continent you're on, I think there's examples of both, and they tend to go kind of into some fairly vile practices. A lot of the
my point of my show is to do as much as I can about sharing the beautiful things and the things to sustain life. Like mycelium, mycelium that I really need to get through before we get to the end of the show.
Sure.
So, is there anything else that you wanted to share, though? Thank you so much for what you're saying.
Well, just we got to practice discernment, because I think even amongst the Native Americans and the Western culture when it came in here messed things up a lot, because there was no horse culture, right, of the plains. Tribes, they didn't have horses until the Spanish brought them in, and I'm not sure about the dog men. You know, the dog men, you know, the tales are that they were warriors that ate dogs, I mean, and kept dogs, but
we can,
I don't know if that's...
We can talk about all that.
That culture may have been perverted by the Western invasion.
Yeah, we can talk about that if you'd like. This is what the callers are there for.
Sure.
I know people on the reserve that had to eat boiled dog because they didn't have anything else. And the joke was, you don't play with your food, right? That's how they
yeah,
joked
about it. Yeah, you pet your dog, you don't eat your dog. All right.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Noah.
All righty. Bye-bye.
This is Lucas World, and next week we're going to start with what I was hoping to get into, but unfortunately it's about mycelium and about the Avatar movie that brings us into a whole different realm of understanding about human relations. This is Lucas World, and thank you so much for being a part of it, and we'll see you next week.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.